USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Mike Pence kicked off his presidential campaign in Iowa today, highlighting the urgency for new leadership in the White House and the Republican Party. He criticized the Biden administration for the troubles facing the U.S.
Our border's under siege. Inflation's at a near 40-year high. Gas prices are through the roof. Crime is skyrocketing in our major cities. Our national debt is piling up like a mountain range.
Pence firmly believes that former President Trump's disregard for the Constitution should permanently disqualify him from future presidencies. North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum also entered the 2024 GOP presidential race today, declaring his candidacy, highlighting the need for change in the White House and effective management of the evolving economy. The seven-year leader of North Dakota joins the already crowded race for the Republican nomination. A former Trump aide testified before a Florida grand jury investigating Trump's handling of classified documents. Taylor Budowich, currently running MAGA Inc., criticized the investigation as a baseless and concerning government overreach targeting Trump. Multiple grand juries are examining allegations of Trump mishandling classified material post-presidency, which he denies. As Canadian wildfire smoke reaches New York, the state is closely monitoring air quality. Governor Kathy Hochul stated that originally the smoke was projected to clear the area by Friday, but now it's anticipated to persist into the weekend.
The bottom line is this. If you can stay indoors, stay indoors. This is detrimental to people's health.
Parts of the state are reporting air quality indexes up to 800% higher than the typical level of 50. In a recent Economist YouGov poll, nearly half of independent voters expressed the view that President Biden's health and age severely restrict his ability to serve as president. The poll revealed that 48% of independent voters share that opinion. This is USA News.
Meet Joe A,
hi.
Joe B,
hello.
And Joe C.
What's up?
Three everyday Joes perfecting their banking with Chase. Joe A is locking his lost debit card with the Chase mobile app. Joe B is cruising toward his new ride with AutoSave. And Joe C's Chase banker is helping him budget to go back to school. Tools that help protect. Support for what's next. One bank that puts you in control. Visit chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Messaging and data rates may apply. J.P. Morgan Chase Bank, N.A. member FDIC.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
A group of House conservatives, primarily from the House Freedom Caucus, is blocking Republican-backed bills in protest of Speaker McCarthy's handling of the debt deal with President Biden. They joined forces with Democrats to vote against a procedural rule, marking the first such failure since 2002. GOP leadership had to postpone a vote on gas stove and regulatory reform bills. Amari Tyjon Pollard, the suspect in yesterday's deadly shooting at a Richmond High School graduation ceremony, has been arraigned. Pollard is accused of killing 18-year-old Sean Jackson and Jackson's stepfather, Renzo Smith, at Virginia Commonwealth University. The incident is believed to be connected to an ongoing dispute between Pollard and Jackson. The CEO of the women's workout clothing store, Lululemon, is standing by his decision to fire some employees who tried to stop some shoplifters.
Video shows two men grabbing merchandise from the Lululemon store in suburban Atlanta and rushing out. Two workers were then seen chasing the thieves out of the store. CEO Calvin McDonald says that violates the chain's zero tolerance policy on engaging with thieves. He says the reason is to not put customers and workers in danger, adding, it's only merchandise. The incident recalls a far worse one 12 years ago when a Lululemon employee in Bethesda, Maryland, killed her co-worker who caught her stealing merchandise. I'm Richard Johnson.
The NBA Finals resume tonight with Game 3 between the Miami Heat and Denver Nuggets. The game is in Miami. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.